Hello everyone, my name is Mohammed Salim and I am here to present OpenGeoData digital space and taking the case study of OpenStreetMap. I belong to a startup that is called OpenGI Science Research Lab that is in Hilversum, Netherlands, which I am a lead researcher of. So I'm presenting today like a small part of a larger project that is called OSM Utopia, where I'm trying to define how the world map should look like more ethically, and not taking into account the modeled or generalized approach, and more on context and qualitative and mixed design approach. So for this presentation, I would like to present that how OpenGeoData digital space is an important concept and how we can like understand different aspects, social or non-social aspects of OpenStreetMap and GeoData in general. So let's just go through what is a digital space. Before that, we have to break down or segregate space and digital. Space is where the physical space and the activities takes place and experience takes place, and where we can see objects from our physical eyes. And that's what I find for my research project. And digital is anything is what's in space, and then you put it on the digital screen for analysis or for any other reasons. And digital space is where the activity that is still is happening, and that caused the creation of that digital, and specifically maybe at the maps. And this is why it is important to define digital space in GeoData. And when it comes to open GeoData, it should be exaggerated to define or to understand that, not to define, to actually understand first. If we define it, it will be really a generalized approach. So I would say I will propagate that it should be understood before it can be defined even. So whether the digital space in OpenGeoData exists and how it exists, that I will explain in next slide. So in summary, what I said here is that there is an analog. Analog means what is on the non-digital side, like buildings. If I consider GeoData, then it would be analog would be buildings, roads, or anything in particular that can be converted into a data and converted into a digital data. And now it's this definition of analog data and digital data that I will not go into depth, and still I don't have an answer or understanding of that what is a digital data and what is analog data. That's also a form of debate that we should also consider. So what happened is, according to this understanding, there's something analog, and for example buildings, this converted into a digital, and the data is produced, and then the digital is produced. Sometimes digital is produced, for example the media attention and other digital forms of gaining potential gains and opportunity building, and then people gather up to create data. For example, migration crisis is first into the digital and then into analog, not particularly a certain migration crisis. Some migration crisis is caused by the digital, the digital media or social media, and then it's went to the analog to create data for a certain form of activity, for the mappers or for the machine learning algorithms were created from the manual work, and then this is converted into a digital data. So this is what I mean by analog and digital, and sometimes it's always the loop. So from this we understand, I also understand that this creates different data, and especially when I said open to data, then it means that there are different stakeholders and different steps that creates the data. So the different steps that encourages the data to be produced, is a form of analog, and it's a form of space, and it happens in the space. So for that reason, we need to understand the data production, that there is no one way data is produced. There's no general way the data is produced. You should have to understand better how the data in different regions and different platforms are produced, because it will lead us to understand better ethical boundaries. But if we generalize certain definitions of data production or ethical boundaries that is only for the global north, then the global south will suffer. And research has shown that as well. And finally, with the different in data, there will be a different data quality measures. And we have to understand that what data quality means for different regions and for different platforms. For instance, I'm taking OpenStreetMap. So let's talk a little bit about what is OpenStreetMap. So OpenStreetMap is the map of whole world. It is freely available and open to anyone that wants to contribute to it. So what happened is that these are lines and polygons and multi-lines and features. That's called features. And these are considered as something that is digital. And it is created through machine learning or artificial intelligence algorithms or by manual mappers that are adding or clicking the data into the OpenStreetMap. But from our understanding, these lines, these points, these objects does not only represent polygons and lines, but it represents something. It has some emotional and entity value and a featured value and a history to understand that how it was produced, whether it is, when an image is produced, was it a better data when it's produced? Of course, when we look at the measures from Global North, it represents that it is a better data. So from my perspective, these points and polygons have a certain value and has been created with when some certain activity happened or certain attention were taken into account, and then they were created. They were not just created out of nowhere. So this is needed to understand that when these activities take place, why I am asking this question is because to know what are the motivation of